to Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities.
And bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Welcome live to Resettled Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. Please don't go away. We will be talking about a very important topic. And while you are enjoying the music from Sri Lanka. Welcome. This is a live broadcast brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. Your host today, Galwak Shol, and my colleague
is Jovi here. And we just have listening to the Sri Lankan Tamil songs about nature, right? And the planet that we have, you know, nowadays that, you know, everything was gifted to us.
Yeah.
And the thing that we live around is the most amazing gift that we ever can have.
And so because it is the most amazing gift we can ever have, so we need to protect it. We need to take care of it. And it's like when you have a good property, so you need to, you know, look after it carefully.
Yeah, and that's a hot topic today is about how, you know, the ban on single-use plastic bags.
Yeah.
Right? And we have been talking about, you know, environment and pollution.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah. That's what we will be talking about it today. But before we go there, we have a wonderful news today. We have... AICC has open road driving program. It has been on for a year now, since last year. It's funded by Immigration. Thanks, Immigration New Zealand, for this opportunity, because now there are families who are working and, you know, they do not have a means to take their kids to school. But now having a restricted license, it means a lot. It's a life-changing situation. And so this is one of the things we're going to go and talk about today, the learning driving program.
Yeah, and learning to drive is very important for those people who are moving into the country. As
yeah.
you know, we came from a refugee background, and it is, and to be honest, you know, when you have a kid and, you know, driving the kid to a school or driving a kid to, you know, a playground or, you know, engaging in social activities, it does require, you know, a mode of transit, because not always is possible to take a public transport, right? Especially after hours. Right, to be honest, like, it's really hard to rely on public transport. It
yep.
might take a longer time.
Yep, this is one of the things we will be talking about, and we will come back after this break. And please make sure you don't go away, because we are coming to talk about a lot of stuff.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم إني أسأل بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على
Welcome back to Russell program, Russell Radio, brought to you by ACC. So if you have been listening to us, we have been talking about plastic bags. And before that, we have a hot topic.
It's Open Road Programs.
Open Road Program. And now we are joined in by Easy.
What's up?
Yeah. You're late, man. What's happening in the road?
Traffic.
Blame it on traffic, eh?
Yeah, I was dancing and I was enjoying the music. Yeah. I forgot about the radio today.
Yeah, but it's not late anyway. You manage it. You made it. Today we have beautiful stories about driving program. We have 15 people who have graduated from driving program, from AICC Open Road driving program. That's a big number.
And it's the biggest impact as well, because those 15 people are from your family members.
Yeah.
Right? And if 15 people can drive, that means there is another 50 to 20 people who are belong to them can also get a benefit from them.
And this some of these, you know, the stories that are coming from there are so amazing. And one woman was telling a story how she started.
Yeah.
And it was like, when I was told to turn left, I always turn right. And then when I was told to stop, and then I go.
Oh, my God.
And then when I was told to go, I stop.
Well, it happened to me as well. At one, you know, I felt my first restricted driving license.
Yeah.
Why? Because he told me to stop at the giveaway, and I couldn't even concentrate because I was, it's not easy to drive.
Yeah,
and you don't ever
yeah.
took the car out, and you can't go into sit for restricted
and
exam.
And this lady was like, whenever she's on the road, near the red light, she's like, you know, shivering and shaking and all of that. But she said the important thing, she said the mentor, you know, the person helping her how to drive.
Yeah.
Very patient. They're not yelled. They're not show like, you know, anger, and, you know, they're not show any that sort of a kind.
Yeah, because like, you know, frustration or the stress that's upon us is the biggest thing that prevent us being able to move forward.
Yeah.
You know, being successful have that burden of being stressful.
And she said it's all about the confidence.
Yeah.
I got a question. You have the confidence. Okay,
was this
ahead.
Was this free program?
Free. Nothing you pay.
How
you
many,
don't
how
pay
many
anything.
How many week was it? Huh? How many week was the program?
The program is you know, you have to complete at least 2 hours a week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, at least 2 hours a week. So it depends on those who are helping. You know, they are offering their own time, you know, to get somebody on the road. And it depends on their own time. So the learner will work according to the time of the volunteer.
And totally a start. And
yeah. So we say, you know, you have to take it seriously. Like, if you are in a school, responsibility of your books is not your teacher or professor.
Yeah.
So you have to be responsible on your part. The same thing. Coming to learn to how to drive is one thing. Practicing it is a different thing. Yeah, so you have to have a car. If you don't have a car, so you have to get a friend that has a car.
I failed my first restricted as well. I learned how to drive by myself. Because in my family, no one can drive.
You know, one of the stories that came up today, you know Faisal.
Yeah.
Faisal was saying, this country is not fair. I drove in England for like 10 years. Yeah. I was in, was it Thailand or, Malaysia?
Yeah,
for like,
Malaysia, yeah.
Yeah, like 10 years. And he was driving even big cars, trucks and everything. And then when he came here, it was like, his wife graduated first, and now he's still learning. It was like, that's not fair.
It's a country rule.
But he said, you know, it's all about seriousness. Yeah. I was not serious. I have to be honest.
Yeah, New Zealand is one of the countries have strict rules for, you know, road regulations or road regulation policies.
Yeah.
We are so much strict. That's why we still have car crashes.
Yeah.
But we have a very reduced car crashes compared to any other OECD countries.
Yeah, because it's all about going through the right way, you know, and being mentored how to manage all the things on the road, because it's not about you, it's about the other person too, the honest, you know, the most person that you're not even expect anything, you know, crash on the road. It's all about the protection.
Yeah, and it's all about, you know, what you're going to lose out, you know, because being on the road is a very serious business, to be honest. Like,
yeah.
It's not easy to be on the road because you have to be careful of everyone who are in the road, who are sharing the road with. Right, I think that that's also the topic that last year has been talking with the city council. We had a plan to remove their signals in the city. Mm. Right? Why? Because they found out by a study that having signals in the city increases the chance for crash. Right? But if you remove the signals, that people tend to be being more careful of driving. Oh, right. They become more slow because they know a pedestrian can cross any time.
Yeah.
Right? And they don't need to just, you know, worry all the time. Right, and every single time they had to be careful on driving. Right, they had to be make sure that what they're doing is right. So you know that's a good thing about New Zealand itself, having that road policy, right, and having that, you know, integrity and having that legal structure also help us to be more safer in roads.
And also, like, our country is small, but actually at the roads we actually have wider road than other countries.
Yeah, and
I was in Europe not long ago, and this road looked like. Can be two roads, like one way road can be two roads in Europe. Yeah, it's really dangerous. Like I was crossing the road and then the car was just coming straight to me. Like,
do you know that in Malaysia that they don't have, you know, pedestrians? They don't wait to cross the signals.
Yeah, you
can just literally put their hand and say,
like.
it's different, eh? And I was telling my story before that everybody was laughing. I said, you know what, don't be like me, don't follow my footsteps. Because I started in the wrong footing. when I was in the States, I think 2 weeks when I arrived, and then I started driving. I did not know. So I was driving. I went to work, and then on my way back, it was like in heavy traffic in Nashville, and it was winter. The snow. I was sweating. You know? I was just looking in front. I could not even turn around and look around. No,
and everybody
it's cold. And everybody was passing me. Was looking at me. Something's not right. My hand was like on the wheel. You know, and guess what? My first accident. With the police.
Oh, wow.
I hit the police from the behind. And the police was like, he came out, he asked me, are you all right? I said, yeah, I'm fine. And then he asked, why did you not ask me whether I'm all right or not? I say, okay, are you all right? Well, yeah. He say, okay, do you have insurance? I say, do you have a car insurance? I say, I have insurance.
Car insurance.
So there's a confusion here. Do you have car insurance? I say, yeah, I have insurance. What insurance do you have? I have health insurance. No, I'm talking about car insurance, not health insurance.
Because you know that in my country, every car and every vehicle does need to have, insurance to drive.
Just like America. Right?
Yeah, you know, just like America. Yeah, you know,
yeah. And then he asked me about registration. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. He said, who owns the car? I said, my sister. And why did you drive it? I said, nobody was taking me to work.
Exactly.
He said, okay, now, do you know your address? I said, yeah, I know. He said, okay, now I will be behind you. I will follow you. Just go, and then I will follow you. I say, no, let's do it the other way around. Go, and then I will be following you. Say, that's how the accident happened. How can I do it again? It was like a commotion, man.
But the good thing is, in New Zealand, we have a good police, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, they are so nice here.
He was a very good gentleman.
The police officer taught me how to do the parallel parking. Like, oh, I was trying myself, and they stopped me.
Yeah.
And then I was like, they're going to give me a ticket. I was like, how can I help you, officer? And they were like, how can we help you? I was like, oh, I'm just learning how to do parallel parking. They were like, where's your dad? I was like, oh, he's not alive. And they were like, okay, I'll teach you. He told me like 3 lessons, and then I got it.
And one of the stories, too, one of my friends, I came with one of my friends. I did not even know how to drive. And my friend was driving. I think he got drunk, and the wheels are running opposite way. And then the police stopped us. It was like, "Hey guys, are you all right?" I say, "Yeah, we're good." I say, "But the car running like you are not all right." I say, "Okay." Then he say, "Okay, you guys, you're gonna blow something here. Is that fine?" I say, "Yeah, fine." And my friend was like, no problem, just bring it. And then it's what, like, are you sure you did not drink anything? He said, no, just one glass of wine. I said, okay, that's good. That's fine. No problem. It's one glass of wine. And then when he blow it, I started first. Yeah. Nothing. And then it was his turn. It was over the limit. He said, man, are you sure it's a wine? He said, plus one bottle of beer.
Do you know that even a Colgate or even a, you know, the mouthwashes, they have alcohol in it, right? So this has happened to one of my friends who has been using a lot of mouthwash, and then he has been to, you know, check their his alcohol level to blow it out. When he blew it out, the alcohol was so high. Right, he was like shocked. What I am doing now? I'm drinking an alcohol or taking a mouthwash.
that's terrible, man. That's really terrible. And yeah, those are the stories. And you don't have to follow this, man. If you know you are under influence of something, no.
I'm just gonna try.
Yeah. Don't be behind the wheels or something.
Don't drink behind the bus.
Don't do it.
It's not worth it.
It's not.
He just told me like a few weeks ago that you can't even drink and drive. Not alcohol, but water or like normal drink.
Yeah, because they are considered as a driving distraction in New Zealand, right? Because you can't even eat while you drive. You can't even fight while you drive.
But how can you fight? Like, you're hands on the wheel.
It's just happened, you know, during the start of, you know, the domestic violence cases, that at some time the car accident was caused because the, you know, possibly, you know, husband and wife or, you know, friends, they were fighting each other, and it's also distracting the driver not to concentrate on the road.
But when you're eating, it's just like concentrating on the food and the driver, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, multitasking. Yeah.
I don't know why it's coming up.
So, you know, that's the cool thing about multitasking, you know?
Yeah,
we have the talent for multitasking.
Yeah. So enjoy with Lucky Dube. We will come back after this break. Don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome back to Resetto Radio, brought to you by ARCC, Planet FM.
Yep, we have been having a lot of fun. You know? Yeah. We have been having a lot of fun, man. Driving, don't drink and drive, and don't text.
Don't eat and drive.
And don't run away when the police comes to you.
Oh, that's so true.
You're innocent. Why will you run away?
Yeah, because some people...
If you run, they're going to chase you, and then that's when everything going
to
start.
That's happened to my sister at once. The problem is that, you know, when they put the signal, and you don't know whether you had to give away or whether you had to, you know, stop.
Yeah.
Right? The question was, most often we give away compared to stopping the car. My sister give away and then waiting for him to go.
That was the time I was in a heavy traffic, and then we started, and then I stopped. He said, no, not for you, another guy.
Okay.
Yeah. This is Basaku from Mali. All the way from Mali. I don't know what he's talking about, but I think this is sweet music.
Driving and drinking.
And drive and drink.
And always the music heals, right?
The music. Man, if I drive without a music, I feel weird on the road.
That's true. That's me. I have to sing, though. When I'm driving, I have to dance. I have to sing.
Anything I do, I have to have music. It's study music on. Anything I do, music on. There has to be music.
Even at school, we're not allowed to listen to music while we study, but like, teacher will talk, I have music in the other ear, so the teacher's talking the other side, I'm just listening to
music. No, don't be like African-Americans, man. When I was in the union in Minnesota with a lot of African-Americans, one of my colleagues, his name was Johnny, and then it was like, you know, we have this accounting class, and Johnny would be like, a headphone on, and the professor would talk, this is the homework and all of that, and he would go, like, what did he say?
Yeah, exactly.
What did he say, and what did your music tell you, man?
That's what distractions in driving, right? And sometimes music also can be distraction.
Yeah.
Right? If they are like the most, you know, most nice music that you want to listen to, and sometimes you miss the right.
The only thing is do the right thing. All the time, do the right thing.
Yeah, especially play right by the rules. Like, you know the song "I'm in My Feeling" by Drake. People doing the challenge. In some areas they actually abandoned it because people are driving and getting out of the car and start doing the challenge.
Oh, that's
some
not
people
good,
get hurt.
So. That's not good. Yeah. Okay, let's go to the big topic: our environment.
It's plastic ban, and it's pretty much the Labour government and the Green together. They decided to. Banned the single plastic usage in New Zealand, which is so cool, to be honest, because we listen to the songs about environment, why it is important to preserve the unique environment that we have in New Zealand. And we know that New Zealand is a very unique environment. Why? Because we don't have mammals, right? Yeah. Except rats and cats and dogs and cows. You know, they are introduced mammals, to be honest. And we're still trying to eradicate the rats. And, you know, the environment that we have is very prone to, you know, introducing or invasion or, you know, even usage of pollution can affect our environment very bigger scale compared to, you know, any other countries, right? And that's something, you know, I like the landscape of New Zealand. You know, have you ever been to, you know, a random beach and see that, you know, the beautiful sky and the sun, you know, that's to be honest, like, you know, I love it. I love the environment. I don't want it to be destroyed. And
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. It's good to protect it. But, you know, when you go shopping, you don't want to come back home and then get your shopping bag and all of that. Man, that's like crazy.
You're going to use boxes, so.
You just, this is new world. Let me get in.
Yeah.
You don't be like, man, you have to have your shopping bag all the time in the boot?
That's why,
I don't know.
Let's just say pack and save. If you don't want to buy a bag for 10 cents, they have boxes, right? So like, you can just do your shopping and you can use free box and then fill up.
Oh, that one's fine. That one is all right.
Yeah.
But if you have, like, you know, a piece of chocolate, you put it in the box?
No, you carry your hand. It's a chocolate. You don't need to waste a bag. See, that's actually wasting stuff.
But to be honest, the biggest problem was packaging. Packaging have 36% contribution to pollution or single bag usage, right? And we say still, the bags or polythene bag that we take off from the pack and save or count on, they are not the biggest contributors. The biggest contributors was the one that been packed on, right? Because the one that chocolates or the food items or even our, toothpaste that has been packed on, right? These single use plastics are the biggest danger because you cannot omit them, right? And still say, oh, ban the plastic bags. And what the question next is, will they get banned, the packing that has been packed by plastics or polythene? So that's the question.
I read it the other day online from Rwanda. You know, in Rwanda, you better come in with drugs than having a plastic bag. They are very restricted. You get jailed with carrying a plastic bag than having a drug.
Wow. And I heard that Rwanda has become more environmentally safe.
Yeah, very environmental.
That's the cooler thing. You know, the country that took off the initiative of, taking over the plastic usage or taking over the polythene usage, they're preserving their environment for next generation.
Yeah.
Right? And what's going to happen after
100
years?
We don't want to be part of this global warming or global calling, like Donald Trump is calling it.
Yeah.
Climate change is not real.
Say the world is not getting warm, it's getting cold.
it's because that last year that there was a talk about Florida became more colder than it was before. Right, but he couldn't understand that climate change was the reason for becoming, Florida becoming more colder compared to it was before. And we see that change in New Zealand itself, right? New Zealand became much more warmer compared to being colder.
I know, for us, we're fine. We're in the middle of the sea, God can change his mind in every minute.
And it's hot, it's hot.
Yeah,
and
when it's cold, it's cold. And I don't understand the New Zealand season. Because each year it's not the same, It's not the same.
And listen to this song that has been, it's just made out for the people who are farmers back in the country in Sri Lanka that, that the farmers are the backbone of every single ecosystem. Why? Because they are the supporters of environment. They live for it and they honest for it. And that's
and I think, there should be some sort of education. It should not just come out of the blue that we stop plastic bans. There should be some sort of education. And why we stop it and why it's important for us to stop that and why we try to preserve our planet. This is where we are going with this planet. If we don't take care of it, we are done. Next generation has no place to stay.
Yeah, at least in education in high schools, right, they can have environmental studies on, and introduce why it is important to introduce a plastic ban, right, why we are doing it, what the purpose of it, and why it is unique to New Zealand, why New Zealand have to do it, right, and if they could educate it to the people and also to the younger generation, that would be the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Let's listen to that song that is give you the hope and it's also give you the support for, the farmers back in South. Just give a gratitude to them and, give the blessing and, and try to emphasize with their life, right? It's not easy for themselves on their end, right? Listen to that song in a very nice way. And it's a Sri Lankan song, right? And Sri Lankan songs has had that meaning for people. Do you like it?
It's all about environment, eh? We will come back.
I'm gonna
We are back at Resettle Radio, and this is brought to you by RCC and is Planet FM 104.6.
Yep, and a full house today. We are full house, full board.
Just got a new member in the house.
Hey, let him introduce himself. Come onto the microphone, man.
Hi, guys.
Shout
this
out.
Is Zabi.
Zabi, part of the funnel.
Zabi in the house.
He's getting used to the mic there, and he was struggling with the mic.
He's kind of voice shy. People can only be camera shy, but this guy is voice shy as
voice
well.
Shy. And
as long as they don't look at me, I don't mind.
Talk as much as you can.
Yeah.
As long as looking.
And we have been talking about single-use plastics ban, and you know that one of the good points that has been popping out is we had accumulated more than 300 million tons of plastics in 2015 report by.
Oh, that's a lot, eh?
Yeah. So it's like 300 million tons.
Oh man,
that's massive. And I recently heard about in the news that there was, plastic bags that were accumulated in Stewart Island. Why? Because farmers has been using it to overlay and protect their landfill from the moisture, right? Mm. So they has used the plastic there, and it has piled up because other countries around the world, they are banning its import to their country. right? Because to get recycled, they are being exported back into China or other countries to get recycled to be sent back to New Zealand for its usage. So the problem right now is if other countries were banning, and it's also the biggest burden on New Zealand. Why? Because if you can't export it, we can't put it for landfill, right? If you want to do a landfill, then it takes nearly 100 years for a styrofoam or a plastic to decompose. Think about it, 100 years, we're going to take for a single plastic to decompose.
That's not good.
And that's affects our, you know, livelihood.
And then what will happen to the plastic companies?
They have to change.
Business, sorry, guys. Business close.
Business going
to
die.
That's happened to a slipper company who has closed their 137 shops out of 200.
So that's another unemployment.
Yeah. And it's a pressure on the business now to change their system or either get out. And most of them, they don't have the innovation there. They don't know what to do next. But some of them, they come up with the creative ideas. Some of them, they are using glass bottle for the milk. And someone using, you know, the open shops now. So you go there and you shop with what you have. You go with the glass bottle or you go with your own bag. And then you can shop it in the ration, kilo, kgs and 2 kgs. And then you can take it back to your home. And then, you know, you can make your food. That's how people are being innovative. And I think that for toothpaste, they come up with the, you know, they no longer you don't have a toothpaste, you know, tube. Why? Because, you know, that fluoride thingy does need a, you know, plastic to cover it up. So they create a tablet now. So there's a tablet that you can put it in the mouth and you can chew it.
Oh, man.
That is like creative, right? But taking over businesses around the world.
I don't trust that planet. I don't trust that tablet thing. I would go with a traditional one.
Yeah.
Just brush it off, man.
In my country, we use charcoal, though. Do you guys use charcoal?
I have used charcoal back at home.
Yeah.
So, you know,
this is very nice one.
They actually make it white.
Or the twing of the tree.
Muswak.
Yeah, muswak. Yeah. Very good. Even the Somalis still use it.
Yeah,
today.
Because
I don't know
Ramadan,
how do they get it.
Even in New Zealand or anywhere in Ramadan, you cannot use toothpaste because the flavor.
It has something to do with
the flavor. So we have to use muswak.
Muswak.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one is really very good. Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, even in my country, we had, like, a tree that we just used the bark.
That's the thing that we call muswak.
That's the one. It's a special tree, not any tree.
Yeah.
It's, like, very special.
And you use the root of the tree, it's not just...
The root, the soft part. Because if we just use the...
And it's expensive as well, to be honest.
Yeah. You can make money out of it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, you know, you can be creative. I think that, you know, the people come up with a very creative solution to plastic ban usage now. And I think that my mom yesterday talked to me about having her, you know, old dress that she have. And she had the sari, you know, the sari, the Indian ones that, you know, South Indians and the people back in my country, they just use saris. And she said, I have all my saris. I'm going to import it from back from my country. And I'm going to make bags from it. So, which is so creative. I was like, all right. Yeah, that's so cool.
Interesting. And they're going to be colorful as well.
Yeah, it's going to be like colorful sari bags.
So crazy, man.
And, you know, and that's what important to, you know, preserve our environment. It's a good decision that we made, but the transition is big. As you told, we need education system, we need a proper management system, or we need to have instruction given to people about how we're going to shift to not using plastic packaging anymore, right? What are the, you know, what are the pros and what are the disadvantage by not using a plastic? At some time that I do think that plastic uses need to be there. Why? Because I don't know there was alternative there for, you know, some of the contamination areas that they have to wear really tight plastic for anti-contamination thing for even biosecurity reason. They're still using plastic usage and I don't know whether they're going to be recovered. And I think that there was one business that I recently came up with. They made a raincoat from plastics and I was like, oh, they also businesses now and they're going to be affected because of the ban now.
Oh,
right,
man.
Even though it can be recyclable, it's still the ban could prevent a bed to them to have a proper recycle system. If they don't have a proper recycle system, they're going to be banned out of the business. They have to go out. That's reality too.
Yeah, for countries like New Zealand is fine, but you know, if you go to other countries like the third world, how they call them, underdeveloped countries like Africa and Asia, and you know, some South American countries, how would you deal with that? Because you know, even there's no capacity to do that. You know, you're talking about a reduction of that impact would be like telling you you need to go to hospital, man.
But everything starts from very small. I think that it's a good start, but it has to be put in, you know, some measures and some support for families to be educated.
Yeah, it's all about education. You know, tell us the impact, you know, why it's not good for plastic bags to be used.
Yeah, and tell us that how we can overcome this effort.
And the alternative, is the alternative a viable solution for that?
Yeah.
You know,
which
things
is,
like that.
No, the biodegradable bags. Mm. I love the concept of having, you know, biodegradable plastic bags.
If you need a free one, you just go to... what is the name of the woman? Granada. Earth Action Trust. So she has like millions of shopping bags, you know, free. You don't pay a penny.
And that's a right thing for yourself is just think about what's going to be the future of your grandchildren or for your kids. Hmm. We might not know if our climate change is going this way.
They will say how they will deal with it.
Yes. But the question is if it will be a bigger struggle, because I watched a documentary. It has been talking about the marine life that has been lost, which are very important to our ecosystem, because you know they are contributing. All the animals in our ecosystem, humans are one part of it, right? And there is animals in the ecosystem that we get balanced to, right? There is that we are living a co-living with the other animals and also species in the world, right, in the nation and in around the earth. And if we don't support each other, if we do something that's, you know, affect them, and that's come back to us and affect us, because we are part of the food chain, right? We are part of the food web, right? And, you know, just be mindful of, you know, what you do next, and just do check out what can be recyclable and what is single bags use. You have to remind yourself to go back to your recycle bin and just open up the knob and just read that whole reading, because that happened to me when I came to New Zealand. I don't even have no concept or what to be put in the recycle bin. Why it is red first?
That's very crazy.
Did you have any experience that you know, you had to use you know, to part of the recycling things, and you don't know, you have no idea of what to put and where to put, and your volunteer is telling you something that is red and that is yellow?
Nah, at that time we only had yellow, and when we came to New Zealand they only had the yellow one.
Yeah, and we don't
have
the
red one. Just came out.
Yeah.
Oh, the other one, the green one, or what is it?
But now they have a red one. Before it was like just yellow. Yellow top and then it's green, but now it's like green and then yellow top. Sorry.
You know, in the US they don't have this recycling thing.
They don't have recycling.
All of them are put in one thing, one garbage thing.
That's better.
Put it on. Is it a water bottle? Put it there. Is a plastic bag? Put it there.
Leftovers? Put it there.
Yeah.
That's like in the city. That's what they do. Like, they just put everything in the.
And US, I think, is the worst. They don't have these policies of environmental
protection.
Yeah. The country is too big. No one gonna follow the rules if they do that anyways.
With Donald Trump, he does not give a damn.
They're gonna do what they're gonna do.
He says that's a project of somebody, you know.
But I think that with the proper education, that you can change people's perspectives, and you know, and you can educate people to be, you know, more regularly be concerned about what that you are doing right now. Because I met with one of the wonderful person that I ever had, because I felt like she's more kind of a very mentor to us. And she, what she does is she always washes the bottles, right? And she always washes the tins that has been used. And I asked her why she was doing it, and she said that the contamination is the biggest thing for recycling. So when things go for recycling, if they were contaminated and they are not being put for recycling, they are putting the stuff that has been contaminated for landfill, and that's going to be ended up to the landfill, and that's going to be worse if we don't wash it.
This is so educating,
because I never know that, you know, if you do put your food with the plastic box, and that never going to be recycled. And that's a so sad story. And if it is going to the landfill, not being recycled, then it is the danger to the environment itself. Yeah. And if you are putting all the landfill in New Zealand, one day we wouldn't have our house built on the land, and we wouldn't have a tree that was just
would growing. Be like the whole house and everything else is lied to the ocean.
Yeah, you know.
That is scary.
But, you know, it's kind of a floating in there, you know. Or if you put up a landfill and put all the plastic in our ground, it's going to be like, you know, floating. If you have a tsunami, an entire country will be floating. A layer of plastic will be floating.
I think our grandparents have, great-grandparents had the best life.
Yeah.
This is what I guess. You know, they never mind about environment. As long as it's raining, fine. They mind about next season. Do they have crops for next season? It's all right.
But, you know, we had to be...
technology at that time, you know.
Yeah, the world was so good,
But now it's like now technology it's like, is...
And that's the curious thing with the electronic itself as well, because electronics also has been using plastics.
Even I read it the other day, even the cell phones we use are dangerous to the environment too.
Yeah, and they have toxic...
Because the batteries are made of lithium.
Yeah.
And lithium is not friendly environment.
Yeah.
So what are we using?
So what are we going to do?
Find an alternative then, you know. Mm-hmm. But the question is, you know, just putting the work forward for it. It's never going to be a single night.
At least do your part, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't throw them around. You know? At least do your part and, you know, bit by bit we will get there.
And if you even use your mobile phones, you know, just send it to our e-waste, you know, and recycle them and, you know, and make sure you remember that the plastic bags that you are taking out from your, you know, from your supermarket or from a store is not longer going to be available because they are totally banned. Right, and it's also constrict the consumer law. If you are buying it, that's at your own risk. And the thing that you can't put it in the recycle bin, you have to put it in the landfill. Right, remember the red cap for Aucklanders now?
Yeah.
Right, you have to put there. And those
how about if you are in Palmerston North?
Then they have a different color as well.
Yeah, I think there's a different color in Palmerston North. I think that at one time I saw that they have like in...
Every city has it its own now.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I think they had like a, you know, blue box.
As long as there's a level on it, I'm good.
The refugee camp, we used to use those ones when we came to New Zealand.
Oh, really?
It's like
gave
a blue.
Small blue ones.
Yeah, that's where that you put your land.
In our time, we never had anything. So, okay, this has brought us to the end of our program. Very honest discussion, talking about plastic bags and the ban and all of that on the open road driving program. So be good and see you next Saturday. Don't drink and drive and don't text while driving.
Don't eat and drive.
And don't eat and drive. And don't say hello on phone while driving.
Don't dance and drive.
Those are so crazy.
And remember to protect the environment as well, right? Just remember plastic bags are not available, right? Just shift it.
Peace. Stay safe. See you Saturday next week. Me and my friends are the devil doing shot. We need faster and then we talk slow. Come up and start up and come listen to just me. And trust me, I'll give you the chance. Now take my hand, stop moving the man out the jukebox and then we start to dance. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was aiming for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be don't mind me, say boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on, come on now, follow my lead. Cause I'm in love with the shape of it. We push and pull like a magnet. I thought my heart is falling too. Cause I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room. And now my bed sheets smell like you. You're discovering something brand new. Cause I'm in love with your body. Hey-ya, 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 hey-ya. I'm in love with your body. Hey-ya, 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 hey-ya. I'm in love with your body. Hey-ya, 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 hey-ya. I'm in love with your body. Every day discovering something brand new. Cause I'm in love with the shape of you.
That was our show for this week.
Take care until next Saturday, same time, 10 to 5, on Planet FM 104.6.
And on the web, www.plantaudio.org.nz/resetteredradio.